opportunity. One man's a waste of ammo.
Stand out of your weapons. Keep those axes clear. And I'll see you on the beach.
Tiger has made it ashore. We got no GP points on the beach. Dog one is not open.
Who's in command here?
You are, sir.
Sergeant Horvath! You recognize where we are?
Where we're supposed to be, but no one else is.
Somebody's where they're supposed to be.
Your party. First wave, ineffective. We do not hold the beach. Say again, we do not hold the beach.
We're all mixed up, sir. We got the leftovers from Fox Company, Able Company, and George Company.
Your party. Your party. Get up, get up. We got the forest back there with Wade. These hurt so bad, he said it's about 100 links. Wade says he's all used up.
Move on to somebody you can help.
Let's go! You battalion surgeon, sir!
Set in the trench head.
Wade!
Shoot down!
Get him off the beach.
There, I got it. We stopped the bleeding. Just give us a fucking tent, you son of a bitch.
Wait,
son of a... Come on, get shot.
Come on. Wait. Wait, Miller. Wait.
Dog 1
has
got to
be that cut on the right, or is it the one on the left?
No, no,
shit.
No, no,
no.
The air village to the west,
but
this is Dog 1.
They're killing us! We don't have a fucking chance, and that ain't fair!
Gather weapons and ammo!
Try to drown me.
Find a replacement.
Bangalores! Bring up the Bangalores!
They're coming!
Priority.
He's gone.
Got him.
Get in there. Fuck, I can't move.
Mellish.
Yes, sir.
We're banning it.
There's a little death plate over there, but it's a perfect fire position if we get some goddamn armor on the beach.
Not open.
What are we? Gotta get this draw open. Driving, Mellish, let's get into the war.
Grab some cover and put some fire on that crew.
Yes, sir.
Davis, DiBernardo, Young, Wolf, get ready.
Covering fire!
That crater?
Yes, sir.
That should give you complete defilade from that machine gun position. Get in there and give me some fire discipline.
Wait for my command.
Come on!
them burn!
Dear Mr. Brian Boyd,
No doubt by now you have received full information.
Dear Mrs. Jensen,
the untimely death of your son.
No words of mine can ever relieve the
outfit. I felt his loss tremendously.
He was a fine soldier, and he believed very strongly in what...
It's no secret anymore that we were involved in one of the most important operations of this war.
Hal was the one who held us all together. He was always the first volunteer.
He came to a clearing near a road where over 4,000 troops attacked.
Your husband served in a combat unit whose dangerous duty is to place itself
in which we all cherish so dear. The loss of Lee and others like him is a distinct blow.
I fully understand your desire to learn as much as possible regarding the circumstances.
Colonel, I've got something you should know about.
Yes.
These two men died in Normandy. This one at Omaha Beach.
Sean Ryan.
This man at Utah.
Peter Ryan.
This man was killed last week in New Guinea.
Daniel Ryan.
The three men are brothers, sir. I've just learned that this afternoon their mother's going to be getting all three telegrams. That's not all. There's a fourth brother, the youngest. He parachuted in with the 101st Airborne night before the invasion. He's somewhere in Normandy. We don't know where.
Is he alive?
We don't know.
Come with me. All four of them were in the same company in the 29th Division, but we split them up after the Sullivan brothers died on the Juno.
Any contact with the fourth son, James?
No, sir. He was dropped about 15 miles inland near Neuville, but that's still deep behind German lines.
Mac, there is no way you can know where in the hell he was dropped. General, first reports out of Ike's people at Shape said the 101st is scattered all to hell and gone. There's misdrops all over Normandy. Now, assuming Private Ryan even survived the jump, he could be anywhere. In fact, he's probably KIA. And frankly, sir, we go sending some sort of rescue mission if flat-heading throughout swarms of German reinforcements all along our axis of advance, they're going to be KIA too.
Bixby in Boston. So bear with me. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. Feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine that would attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved, lost. The solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln. Send somebody to find him. And we are going to get him the hell out of there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Miller, Charlie Company.
Calling in, Captain.
But if we don't offload those dual-drive Shermans by 0600, we're going to have an entire division stuck at Carrickton with its pants around its ankles. You let me know that. Have Charlie Company hold that little deal until we can get some armor out.
Yes, sir. Runner!
Airborne was supposed to win an open door for the rest of us. Instead, they misdropped, scattered all their sticks into the wind. What's your situation?
Yes, sir. Sector 4 is secure. We took out towed 88s here, here, and here. They'd already gotten four of our Shermans and a number of our deuce and a halves. These two minefields are actually one big one. We tried to make our way up through the middle of it, but it turned into a mixed high-density field, a little bit of everything. Spring mine 44, shoe mine 42s, pot mines, A200s, the little wooden bastards that the mine detectors don't pick up. This road here, they placed big mushrooms, Telemine 43s. I guess were our tanks from here right up to the edge of the village right here. So we marked them, called the engineers.
Resistance?
We had higher support expectations, sir. There was an understrength company without artillery, Wehrmacht. 346th Infantry von Luckkampf Group. We ended up with 23 prisoners. We turned them over in peace from the 29th.
Where are they?
What about our casualties?
Well, the figures were 35 dead times 2 wounded. You just didn't want to give up those 88s.
It was a tough assignment. That's why you got it.
Yes, sir.
John. I've got another one for you.
Yes, sir.
This one's straight from the top.
I win. You and I are taking a squad over to Newville on a public relations mission.
Boy, you leading a squad?
private in the 101st, lost three brothers, and he's got a ticket home.
How come Newville?
Yeah, I think he's up there somewhere, part of all those airborne misdrops.
It's not going to be easy finding one particular soldier in the middle of this whole goddamn road.
Right, and the needle and the stack of needles.
But what about the company?
We take the pick of the litter, and the rest get folded into Baker.
Jesus Christ. They took away your company?
It wasn't my company.
It was the Army, so they told me anyway.
Could be arriving on BAR, Jackson, Wade, Beasley, and Caparza.
Beasley's dead.
All right, Mellish, then. You got anybody speaks French?
Nothing I know of.
What about Talbot?
This morning.
Huh. All right. I'm going to go try to dig up another interpreter. The symbol of Italian motor pool on the beach.
Okay, listen up. What?
What are we going to do?
You're going home wrapped in American flag with a hunk of cheese in your ass, Caparzo, you smart ass. Now listen up.
You like it in the ass.
What?
I thought you liked it in the ass.
Head set!
As you were. I'm looking for Corporal Upham.
Yes, sir.
Timothy E.
I'm Upham, sir.
I understand you speak French and German?
Yes, sir.
How's your accent?
It's just a slight one in French, but my German's clean, has a touch of Bavarian, sir.
Very good. You've been reassigned to me. Grab your gear. I'm going to a place called Newville.
Yes.
When
yes,
was
sir.
This updated?
Updated as of 08, 30 hours morning,
sir.
This is the 12th FF Panzer. These are the two axes advanced south.
So there are German
there are artillery and spears.
I understand,
sir.
Corporal. Yes,
so there are a lot of Germans in the bill.
You have a problem with that, Corporal?
No, sir. Just if you consider I've never been in combat, sir. I make maps and I translate. And that's.
I need someone who speaks French and German.
Yes, sir.
My two guys were killed.
Yes, sir. It's just that I haven't held a weapon since basic training, sir.
Did you fire the weapon in basic training?
Yes, sir.
Well, then get your gear.
Yes, sir. May I bring my typewriter, sir? Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Is that a souvenir?
No, sir.
Take your time, Cole. Look on the bright side of things, Corporal.
Yes.
One thing. You don't need to carry those. You'll need that.
I need this. Yes, sir.
Want your head blown off, you fancy little fuck? Don't you ever fucking touch me with those little rat claws again. Get the fuck back in formation.
I just wonder where you're from.
Larza?
Hey, drop dead, Corporal.
Gotcha.
And another thing, every time you salute the captain, you make him a target for the Germans. So do us a favor, don't do it. Especially when I'm standing next to him, capiche?
Hey. Peace.
Corporal, what's your book about?
Hey, what's your rifle?
Actually, it's about the... It's supposed to be about the bond of the brotherhood that developed between soldiers during war.
Brotherhood? What do you know about brotherhood? Get a load of this guy, fish. Why don't you ask the captain where he's from?
Yeah, ask the captain. I'll tell you everything you want to know about him.
You want to explain the math of this to me? I mean, where's the sense of risking the lives of the eight of us to save one guy?
20 degrees.
Anybody want to answer that?
Drive it. Think about the poor bastard's mother.
Hey, Doc, I got a mother, all right? I mean, you got a mother. Sarge's got a mother. I mean, shit, I bet even the captain's got a mother. Well, maybe not the captain, but the rest of us got mothers.
There's not a reason why there's but to do and die. What the fuck is that supposed to mean, Corporal, huh? We're all supposed to die, is that it?
Papa's talking about our duty as soldiers.
Yes, sir.
We all have orders we have to follow, and that supersedes everything, including your mother's.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Even if you think the mission's FUBAR, sir?
Especially if you think the mission's FUBAR.
What's FUBAR? Oh, it's German. Yeah.
You never heard of that?
Sir? I have an opinion on this matter.
Well, by all means, share it with the squad.
Over my way, thank you, sir. This entire mission is a serious misallocation of valuable military resources.
Go on.
Well, it seems to me, sir, that God gave me a special gift, made me a fine instrument of warfare.
Driving, pay attention now. This is the way to gripe. Continue, Jackson.
Well, what I mean by that, sir, is you used to put me in this here sniper rifle anywhere up to and including 1 mile of Adolf Hitler with a clear line of sight, sir. Pack your bags, fellas. War's over. Amen.
Oh, that's brilliant, Bumpkin. Hey, so, Captain, what about you? I mean, you don't gripe at all?
I don't gripe to you, Riven. I'm a captain. There's a chain of command. Gripes go up, not down, always up. You gripe to me, I gripe to my superior officer, so on, so on, so on. I don't gripe to you. I don't gripe in front of you. You should know that as a ranger.
I'm sorry, sir, but let's say you weren't a captain, or maybe I was a major. What would you say then?
Well, in that case, I say this is an excellent mission, sir, with an extremely valuable objective, sir. Worthy of my best efforts, sir. Moreover, I feel heartfelt sorrow for the mother of Private James Ryan. I'm willing to lay down my life and the lives of my men, especially you, Ryden, to ease her suffering.
He's good.
I love him.
Go.
Unit on the other side of town.
Uh-huh.
Hard to get to. The Germans sent the hole in our center a few hours ago. They cut us right in two. What's his name again?
Ryan. James Ryan. He dropped in with 101st.
Go on, give me a runner up here.
Runners!
Come on. Jones, they make a hole up there! We got stopped by some intense rifle action from the eastward. The Germans have been reinforcing two regiments all day. The streets have been quiet for about 45 minutes. Most of the German fire now is concentrated to the westward.
Who's that on the loudspeaker?
That's it. Dagger Dusseldorf, our friendly neighborhood morale officer.
The Statue of Liberty is kaput. Disconcerting.
Take a second left.
Your father was circumcised by my rabbi, you prick!
Come on!
why do they keep shooting him up like that?
As long as his lungs have breath in him, he still carries the message. We do the same thing.
No, we wouldn't!
Wait! Get him ready to travel.
Yes, sir.
Boyd!
Try again. See if you can let Captain Hamill know we're coming.
What's a residue bill look like?
Angle 4
next
forward.
Next block's got two storey buildings, both forward. Sides of the streets. There's
Bear
a lot of windows.
Copy, over.
And then there's a wide open square with pretty good cover on the left.
Show me.
Sarge,
yes. Hold right here.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get out of this interlake. Use the buildings. We'll try a left hook. Shoot and scoot. Two of yours, two of mine.
Hey, gentlemen, up front.
Driving Caparzo. Short run. High and low at the corners. It's going to be tight. Be prepared for close contact. Let's go. Hop up.
Yes,
you stay with Sergeant Horvath.
Stay right here. I'm wearing my underwear, Captain. Stay with me.
All right, past the end of the block to the left. Those are the gates to the square.
Good.
Ryden, where's the captain from?
You figure that one out, you got yourself a nice prize.
$300 last I heard.
Company's got a pool. $5 gets you in.
Around this corner, death leg right up to those gates.
Somebody must know where he's from, what he did for a living.
I've been with him since Kasserine passed, but I don't have a clue.
I need a wheelchair before the floor is over. Oh, that's it. Oh, my ankle's like an old woman. Like an old... Oh, God. Ryman, so you even know where he went to school?
Captain didn't go to school. They assembled him at OCS, had a spare body for us as dead GIs.
You gotta pay attention to detail. I know exactly where he's from and exactly what he did because I pay attention to detail.
Hey, help him. Careful you don't step in the bullshit.
Do it.
Thunder! Thunder, we will fire on you!
Help him. Help.
Papa, tell them to show themselves.
Okay, move!
As if they know where the Germans are.
Retourne les amours!
Ça va pas! Ils sont partout! Vous êtes passés par Valogne! Il faut vous emmener les enfants!
You can't!
There's something with the children!
Ken!
They wanted to take the children!
No, 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 we can't take the kids!
Nous pouvons pas les prendre avec nous! Mais non!
We can't take the kids!
No!
Mais non! Mais non!
Nous pouvons pas les prendre avec nous!
It's not
going to
be safe when
they're
back!
Mais non!
Are you nuts? Listen to the captain!
I didn't see it.
450 yards, Captain. Maybe shade under.
I wouldn't venture out there, fellas. This sniper's got pellets.
That's it!
Please don't cry.
Corky.
Hold on, Caparzo. Help me up like I can walk.
Mr. Flowers, don't stay still!
God, I trust in me. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Copy it. It's sensitive. I'm sorry.
Copy, you're gonna send it yourself. Put it down.
Don't blood.
Copy, I see it.
It's to my dad. It's got blood on it. We can't take children. Sergeant Horvath, do an ammo check. All of them? Canteen. Fill them up. Sergeant Hill.
Yes, sir.
Gather your men. We'll form up in the northwest corner of the square. Jackson.
Sir.
Mellon. Check the tower. Hustle back here. Right now. Go.
Captain Hamill.
Somewhere down there.
That's the square?
That's the square.
Go easy. Watch for snipers.
Sit down.
Jimmy P, go find Captain Hamill. Bring him in here.
What? Up there?
How the hell should I know? Would you just go look?
Please.
Thank you, you moron. All right. You guys just hike out here for a while. I'm gonna get this goddamn hitchhiker out of my boot.
Oh,
cold.
Let's hope so.
Fred Hamill, Pathfinder, 101st.
John Miller, 2nd Rangers. Thank you. We're here looking for a private James Ryan. He's part of your outfit. Any chance at all you policed him up?
How was the road in?
Scenic. We lost most of our ammo.
Not to mention one of our men.
Lieutenant, redeploy that bazooka to the right side of the road.
Yes, sir.
And get Ryan up here.
Ryan! Ryan! Front and center! Ryan!
Here comes our boy.
Told you he was an asshole.
Sir, Private Ryan, recording's ordered.
At ease. Captain Miller, 2nd Rangers, wants a word.
Just right.
Take a knee.
Private, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. Well, there isn't any real easy way to say this, so I'll just say it. Your brothers are dead. We have orders to come get you. Because you're going home.
My brothers are dead. I'm supposed to take a picture of me home. They die.
They were killed in action.
I can't be. I can't be. My brother's still in grammar school.
You're James Ryan.
Yeah.
James Francis Ryan, Mile.
James Frederick Ryan, Minnesota. What does that? Does that mean my brothers are okay?
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Are you sure that they're okay, though?
We're looking for a different private, Ryan. This is just a big foul up.
How do you know? How can you be sure? How do you know that the foul up isn't that his brothers are okay?
Lieutenant, I'm sorry for the trouble.
I just wrote them a letter before I left. I gotta get home. I gotta get home right now. I wanna go home.
So when the hell's our Ryan?
I don't know. Are you in touch with your CO?
Yeah.
Oh, figures.
What unit's your Ryan in?
Baker Company, 506.
The guy with the broken foot, he's 506, right?
Yeah, Charlie, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Ryan? Don't know. Man!
Where was your drop zone?
Just inside of Vierville.
Vierville? How the hell did you end up way up here?
You got me, sir. C-47 took heavy fire. Pilot went crazy trying to get out of there, turning every which way. Took more fire in the drop. Got messy. I ended up here. I haven't seen a single guy from my stick, sir. God knows where they are.
Anybody from Baker Company had like a big mouth talk about where the drop zone might have been?
No, sir, but I know Baker Company had the same rally point as us.
Show me. My man or beat, we're going to hold up here about 3 hours. We'll pull out after dark. Got anything left in this town like a 3-star hotel? Something with clean sheets and soft pillows and room service?
How about a nice, comfy church?
Take that.
What have you heard? How's it all falling together?
Well, we got the beachhead secure. Problem is, Monty's taking his time moving on Khan. We can't pull out till he's ready, so...
That guy's overrated. more him in here.
You gotta take Cannes, so you pick St. Lo.
You gotta take St. Lo to take Boulogne.
Boulogne, you got Cherbourg.
Cherbourg, you got Paris.
Paris, you got Berlin.
And then that big boat home.
I'm sure as hell could use you around here, but I understand what you're doing.
You do?
Yeah. I got a couple of brothers myself.
Oh.
Good luck.
Thank you.
No, I mean it. Find them. Get them home.
What's with your hand?
Started in Portsmouth when they brought us down for embarkation and comes and goes.
You may have to get yourself a new line of work. This one doesn't seem to agree with you anymore.
What?
What? What was the name of that kid? That Anzion, the one that was always walking around on his hands, you know, and he was singing that song, like a man in a flag trapeze.
Vecchio.
Vecchio.
Yeah, Vecchio. He's a goofy kid.
Remember, he used to pee a V on everybody's jacket? For Vecchio.
For victory.
He was so short. He was a midget, wasn't he?
How could you get to be a ranger?
He got shot in the foot once, didn't he, when he was walking on his hands?
Yeah. He could walk faster on his hands.
He could run faster on his hands.
Save the lives of 10 times that many, doesn't it? Maybe even 20, right? 20 times as many. And that's how simple it is. That's how you... That's how you rationalize making the choice between the mission and the men.
Except this time the mission is man.
This Ryan better be worth it. He'd better go home, cure some disease, or invent a longer-lasting light bulb or something. The truth is, I wouldn't trade 10 Ryans for one Vecchio or one Caparzo.
Amen.
There goes again.
Sir, are you all right?
Look, we're going to move out in 2 hours. Why don't you get some sleep?
No, he doesn't.
What's that?
Falls asleep like that. I mean, look at him. The guy's lights out, the front of his head hits the back.
Clear conscience.
Yeah, what's he saying? If God's on our side, who the hell could be on theirs?
Huh. If God be for us, who could be against us?
Yeah, what I say?
Well, actually, the trick to falling asleep is trying to stay awake.
How was that awake?
Well, when my mother was an intern, she used to work late through the night, sleep through the day. So the only time that we ever got to talk about anything was when she'd get home. So what I used to do, I used to lie in my bed and try to stay awake as long as I could, but it never worked, because the harder I tried, the faster I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't have mattered none of my house. My mom, she would have come home, shook me awake, chatted me up till dawn.
swear that woman was never too tired to talk.
That's probably the only time she could get a word in.
Funny thing is, sometimes she'd come home early. And I'd pretend to be asleep.
Who, your mom?
Yeah. She'd stand in the doorway looking at me. And I'd just keep my eyes shut. And I knew she just wanted to find out about my day. That she came home early. Just to talk to me. I still wouldn't move. I'd still pretend to just be asleep. I don't know why I did that.
Such swift and close collision in critical moments that man measures man.
Yeah, well, I guess that's Emerson's way of finding the bright side.
You know Emerson, sir?
I know some.
So where are you from, Kim? To do before the war?
What's the pool up to?
I think it's around 300, sir.
Well, when it gets up to 500, I'll give you the answers and we'll split the money. How about that?
Well, if that's the way it feels, sir, I feel it's my duty under your command to suggest that we wait until it gets up to 1,000, sir. Yes.
What if we don't live that long?
500?
500 would be good, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Get some sleep, Corporal.
Yes, sir.
See what you can do.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, fellas. Won't be much longer.
What are we doing here? All right. Yeah, all right. Don't worry about it. Doc's in town. Try. Don't worry, fellas. 29th Infantry's breaking through. They'll be here soon.
Plasma. Anybody got plasma?
Oh, Captain.
Hey, Captain.
Soldier, you want to fill me in?
Yeah, Lieutenant DeWin, sir. 99th 2 Carrier Squadron carrying in 327th Glider Infantry. This one was mine, sir. I was the pilot.
Private,
22 men
Private,
dead.
Private, take care of the storm here.
I ended up over there without a scratch. Took my co-pilot's head right off.
Well, where's the unit? Who are these people?
Well, the guys we came in with, sir, they headed off first night. Haven't seen them since. Meantime, other guys keep showing up. One, two, half dozen at a time. Then some officer will come along and patch together a mixed unit. Head off to make trouble, sir.
We're looking for a private, James Ryan. He's in Baker, coming in to 506 of the 101st.
No, you got me, sir. A lot of guys coming in out of here.
Off him.
Yes, sir.
Check out that squad. See if Ryan's in it.
Yes, sir.
Ryan?
Smell that leg right there. Find out if it's south of cheese. What?
Juden. 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 I'm Juden, you know? Juden.
Yeah, I couldn't pry him out of there hard as I tried. I need a winch.
Stars.
Yeah. Brigadier General Amend, Deputy Commander 101st. Some fucking genius had the great idea of welding a couple of steel plates onto our deck to keep the general safe from ground fire. Unfortunately, they forgot to tell me about it until we were just getting airborne. Well, that's like trying to fly a freight train. Okay? Gross overload. Trim characteristics all shot to hell. I nearly broke both my arms trying to keep her level. And when we released, you know, I cut as hard as I could. Tried to gain some altitude and still keep it from stalling. We came down like a fucking meteor. And it's how we ended up. The others, they stopped easy enough, okay, though, you know. We were just too damn heavy, you know. Grass was wet. Downward slope and all. 22 guys dead.
All that for a general?
One man.
A lot of that going around.
FUBAR.
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 FUBAR. Y'all got that right?
Yeah, look up FUBAR in the German dictionary. There's no FUBAR in there.
Pop 'em.
Yes, sir.
There's more paratroops out there. Find out if one of them's Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you might want to check these out, sir. Dog tag. More than I really want to count, sir. I've got covered a lot of bodies, sir.
Jackson, start going through those.
Yes, sir.
I'll help. What do you think, Jackson? Think that little prick's in there?
Well, if he is, I'm gonna find him. Got that son of a bitch.
Big money saying this guy's still alive. $10 says I nail him first. Let's see what we got in here. Amongst us got a chance. You think this whole shit burned in here or what?
Just keep looking.
All right. Gary Ionico. Vin Rubino, Mike Cesario. I swear, all the guineas are mine, huh?
Come on, you know that game. We were the Mikey, that's what we do.
You gotta plan it quick.
Where's this sumbitch?
Don't mix them up, Jackson, all right? Keep them in your own fucking pile. How am I supposed to know who we got?
Why don't you shut up, Rob? All right?
Everybody be friends.
I get that, huh?
Three and five is good.
I think I got a winner.
What are you talking about?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Take a look at that, Willis.
You know what? You're a genius. You really are. R-I-E-N-N-E. Three N, and it's French. All right? You know what that means? It means nothing. What beats three of a kind?
I got shit here. I got all guys from New York. You're always pitching.
You need a hand with that?
Get a full house.
Full house this guy.
I got your feet. I got the straight plug.
Oh, no, see, no, you're looking at my tags. You're cheating, you know? Ryan.
I don't know this guy. You need a hand with that? Can you read that shit? Jesus Christ. Look at this poor bastard, huh?
I guess they're not bulletproof, huh?
Guess not. Right. I don't like what he's got between his ears.
Look like what you fellas got between your legs.
Oh. All right. You're going to give him that.
Not bad for you, Jackson.
I got three of a kind.
All right. Hold out.
Those goddamn airborne right. Watching.
You don't take good chips.
All right.
Put them back in there.
Not here.
Maybe we should bust up in a couple of different groups, huh? We wander the woods like Hansel and Gretel, call on his name. He's bound to hear us sooner or later. Ryan!
That might be a little hard to do, Captain.
Maybe the locals have seen it. Hey, you know, excuse me, probably grew Ryan, James Ryan, merci, merci beaucoup. Ryan, anybody know Ryan? 101st Airborne, Ryan, you know a guy named Ryan? Private James Ryan from Iowa? Anybody know a Ryan? James Ryan!
Hey, Joe, doesn't Mandelson pal around with a Ryan from C Company?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, bring him up here, would you?
You know Private Ryan?
You're gonna have to speak up.
You're gonna have to speak up, sir. My hearing is not so good.
German grenade
comes and goes. The German grenade went up right by my head.
Got it, got it. You know Private Ryan?
Who?
Private Ryan? James Ryan?
Jimmy Ryan?
James. James Francis Ryan.
No, no, no. James Francis Ryan.
All right, give me a pencil. Something to write on. Something to write on. Quick, quick, come on, a pencil. Write this down. James Francis Ryan, Iowa, Do you know him? Does he know him? Read the message, look.
Yeah, of course I know him, sir.
Does he know where he is?
Yeah, we missed our drop zone by about 20 miles. Ended up way over by a bumville or some damn place. Him, me, and a couple other guys were coming here to the rally point. Ran into a colonel who was gathering up men to go to, Rommel.
Rommel.
To babysit a bridge. That's the last I've seen of him,
great,
sir.
Great. Thank you. Right, thank you. Read, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Assemble on me.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Rommel. We're here. There. Rommel is on the Mer de Red River right here, just to the southwest of us.
You know anything about this bridge you was talking about, Cap?
Yep. The target has always been Cherbourg. We can't push on Paris until we take a deep water port, and Rommel knows that. So he's going to try to get his armor across the Mer de Red River anywhere he can. That way he can hit our invasion forces in the flank when we make the big right turn to Cherbourg. It makes any village on that river with an intact bridge solid gold real estate.
Sandbag bunker right under the station.
See it?
Yeah, it's my guess too.
What is it? Machine gun. Probably MG-42.
Jesus.
Is that what got those guys?
Maybe one of them's on board.
No, their patches are 80 seconds, so your luck's not that good.
Yeah, let them know how fast the rest of you Betty's off. So I'm thinking we detour this way, quick and quiet, the crowds will never even know we were here. Captain, what I'm trying to say is, why don't we just go around the thing?
I hear what you're saying.
We can't go around it.
I'm with Robin on this one, sir. I mean, we left them 88s.
Air Force. The Air Forces are going to spin ordnance on one machine gun.
Captain, we can still skip it and accomplish our mission. I mean, this isn't our mission, right, sir?
Well, that's what you want to do, Mellish? You just want to leave it here so they can ambush the next company that comes along?
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying it seems like an unnecessary risk given our objective, sir.
Our objective is to win the war.
Sir, I just, I don't have a good feeling about this one.
When was the last time you felt good about anything? Three runners with suppressing fire. Mellish, you hook to the right. I'll go up the middle. Who's going left? Who's going left?
I'll do it. I'll go left.
All right. Up and switch off with Jackson. And you linger in the rear.
Yes.
We advance to keep pressure on until he has to change out his barrels. I think we should be able to hit him from grenade range.
Maybe I should go up the middle, sir.
The way you run, I don't think so.
Maybe I should go left, sir.
Maybe you should shut up. Ryben, base of fire. Mags and clips we can reach him and extra grenades for the base runners.
Small of your back.
I've exhaled and
about the size of an acorn.
It's fine.
I'll help you put it on.
Keep it down. Some pressure on it. Some pressure on it. Some pressure on it. Put some more pressure on it.
Is there anything bleeding worse than the other?
Yeah, right here. I'm gonna put your hand on it.
We got some pressure on there.
Right there.
That's good.
Okay?
That's
the one.
Oh my God, it's my
liver. Come on, Wade. Tell us what to do. Tell us how to fix you.
What do you mean? What can we do, Wade? Tell us what to do.
I could use a little morphine.
Not yet.
First, make a mark and cover Wade's body for grave detail. Same thing for those paratroopers down there. Strip that stuff off and check him for intelligence.
Ask this piece of shit if he's the one who shot Wade. Ask him!
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Was du am Maschinengewehr?
Nein, ich hab nachgeladen. Ich hab nicht geschossen. Ich hab nicht.
Shut up with that filthy pig ladder.
Jackson, you're hit.
Ich hab nicht geschossen. Ich hab das Deutsch. Shit. Yeah.
Let's just give me the arm, sir.
Get it clean.
Congrats.
You and Sarge watch the perimeter.
Bitte tötet mich nicht. Bitte tötet mich nicht. Ich will mich ergeben.
Please don't shoot him.
I don't care what he says of him.
Sir, are you going to let them kill him? This is not right, sir.
You can help him with the bodies.
What is happening?
American. I like American. Steamboat Willie.
Stoot, stoot.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie, American.
It's not enough in here, God. It's not having a creep, you know.
This is not finished. Yeah, that's what you think. Come on.
No, yeah, fine. But I'll be sheltered. Please. I like America. Fancy schmancy. What a sense. Go fly a kite. Get back your tongue. Come on, beans.
Betty Boo, what a dish. Betty Grable, nice gowns.
I say, can you see? I say, can you see? I say... Fuck Hitler.
Hitler!
Tut mir leid um den Mann, den ihr verloren habt. Den Sanitäter, es ist halt Krieg, nicht? Nicht?
Sir, he said he's sorry about Wade. He said he's sorry about Wade, sir. Captain, listen, right. You know this. The prisoner, he surrendered. He surrendered, sir.
Tell him to march 1,000 paces in that direction. Then he can take off the blindfold. We'll be gone. If he turns himself into the first Allied patrol, he comes across.
You gotta be kidding me. We'll let him go?
He's a POW arriving. Can't take him with us. Our guys will pick him up sooner or later.
Schäfer. Lucky strike. Vielen Dank. Dafür. Ich will jetzt gehen. Ich schaue mich nicht um.
Yeah, only if he doesn't get picked up by his own Wehrmacht first and then thrown back into circulation. Cap, you just let the enemy go.
This is such bullshit.
You all got that right.
Bullshit. Yeah. Right, this is bullshit.
Shooting a prisoner, that'd be okay.
Shut your
That's
mouth.
Against the goddamn rules.
Yeah, well, the goddamn rules just walked off with your new friend. But I guess that was the decent thing to do. Huh, Captain?
Get your gear. Let's go.
You heard him. Gear up. Captain just gave you an order.
Yeah. Like the one he gave to take this machine gun. That was a real doozy, wasn't it, Sarge?
Soldier, you are way out of line.
Yes, sir. That was one hell of a call coming to take this nest, but... the hell, we only lost one of our guys going for it. I swear, I hope Mama Ryan's real fucking happy knowing that little Jimmy's life is a little bit more important than two of our guys. But then again, we haven't found him yet, have we? Have we?
Here you go. Get the hell off me.
Riven, get up. Gear up. Fall in.
I'm done with this mission.
Hey! Hey!
Sir.
Don't you walk away from your captain. Riven, get back in line.
No, sir. I'll spend the rest of my life in the stockade if I have to, but I'm done with this.
I'm not going
to
ask you again, soldier.
Captain!
Now this is bullshit.
Fall in.
You going to shoot me over Ryan?
No, I'm going to shoot you because I don't like you.
Sir,
listen.
No, if he wants to go, just let him go.
He's going
to
shoot me.
Are you letting this happen? Captain! You see this?
Captain. Sir. Sir, Ryan's dead.
Bullshit.
Sir, we have a situation.
Bullshit. You didn't own.
Captain, I have a sixth sense about these things. I know it in my bones.
We don't kill that son of a bitch, Brad. Now you're going to shoot me.
Huh? He's better than you.
Then why don't you just do it, Sarge? Do it, man. Put one in my leg and give me that million.
I'm going to shoot you in your big goddamn mouth.
Well, put your money where your mouth is and do it then.
Shut up.
You don't know
how to shoot. Pull the
trigger already.
Captain, please.
Give me that.
What's the pool on me up to?
I'll do it. I will do it. Run it.
You are a coward, son of a bitch!
I'm waiting, son.
Son!
I'm
waiting.
What's the pool on me up to right now? What's it up to? Wait, is it $300? Is that it? $300? I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition. This little town called Abley, Pennsylvania. In the last 11 years, I've been at Thomas Alva Edison High School. I was a coach of the baseball team in the springtime. Back home, and I tell people what I do for a living, they think, well, now that figures. But over here, it's a big mystery. So I guess I've changed some. Sometimes I wonder if I've changed so much, my wife is even going to recognize me whenever it is I get back to her. And how I'll ever be able to tell her about days like today. Ryan, I don't know anything about Ryan. I don't care. Man means nothing to me. It's just a name. But if, you know, if going to Ramel and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well, then that's my mission. You want to leave? You want to go off and fight the war? All right. I won't stop you. I'll even put in the paperwork. I just know that every man I kill, the farther away from home I feel.
Cover!
Hold on and make sure they're down.
Recon element, 2nd SS. I've been expecting a probe. That must have been it.
Captain Miller. Charlie Company, 2nd Rangers.
Corporal Henderson, Easy Company, 501st.
Ryan, 1st to 506.
If you're telling me 3rd and 506.
James Francis, Ryan?
Yes, sir. How'd you guess that?
Like you guys got hit pretty hard.
Yes, sir. Small unit action. They came in and beat the hell out of us with 88s. Tell you what, sir, if you're our relief, I'm going to file a complaint.
I wouldn't blame you. Who's your CO?
Would have been Captain Jennings, sir. Right, the best we can muster up right now is a corporal. So what are you guys all about?
We're here for him. Ryan.
Me, sir?
James Francis Ryan of Iowa?
Yes, sir. Peyton, Iowa, that's correct. What is this about?
Your brothers were killed in combat.
Which ones?
All of them.
On the level?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Might want to take some time with this. There's some place you want to go, and
what's this all about?
Ryan lost his brothers.
Which one?
All of them.
You came all the way out here to tell me that?
You're going home. Our orders are to bring you back.
Bring me back.
Corporal Henderson, don't mean to leave you even more shorthanded, but orders are orders. Any communication about when you're going to be relieved up here?
Sir, there's no way to tell. I mean, we have no idea what's happening south of us.
I have my orders too, sir. They don't include me abandoning my post.
I understand that, but this changes things.
I don't see that it does, sir.
The chief of staff for the United States Army says it does.
Sir, our orders are to hold this bridge at all costs. Now, our planes in the 82nd have taken out every bridge across the Murderette with the exception of two. One at Boulogne and this one here. We let the Germans take it, we're going to lose our foothold and have to displace.
Private, your outfit wants to stay. That's one thing.
Your party's over here. Sir, I can't leave until at least reinforcements.
You got
here.
3 minutes. To gather your gear.
Sir, what about them? I mean, there's barely hardly
enough
of
this. Two of our guys already died trying to find you, all right?
Sir.
That's right.
What were their names?
Arwin Wade and Adrian Caparzo.
Wade and
Caparzo.
doesn't make any sense, sir. Why? Why me? Why do I deserve to go? Why not any of these guys? They all fought just as hard as me.
Is that what they're supposed to tell your mother? When they send her another folded American flag?
Tell her that when you found me, I was here, and I was with the only brothers that I have left. And that there's no way I was going to desert them. I think she'll understand that. There's no way I'm leaving this bitch.
What are your orders?
Sergeant, we have crossed some strange boundary here. The world has taken a turn for the surreal.
Clearly, but the question still stands.
I don't know. What do you think?
You don't want to know what I think.
No, Mike, I do.
Well, part of me thinks the kid's right. What's he done to deserve this? He wants to stay here, fine. Let's leave him and go home.
Yeah.
But another part of me thinks, what if by some miracle we stay and actually make it out of here? Someday we might look back on this and decide that saving Private Ryan was the one decent thing we were able to pull out of this hole. God-awful, shitty mess. That's what I was thinking, sir. Like you said, Captain, we do that, we all earn the right to go home.
Oh, brother.
This is everything. Got the .230 caliber machine guns, 17 grenades, 11 Hawkins mines. But the two bazookas, we only got 8 rounds left. Assorted small arms. We had a 60 mortar, but Artie Round took it out.
Might as well be spitwads if they're rolling us with tanks.
Which they're sure to do.
What you thinking, sir?
Well, I'm thinking they're going to try to whip around the flanks. Unless we can draw them up this main road here in between these buildings where all the rubble makes it a bit of a bottleneck.
Disable him?
If we can, make that tank a 60-ton roadblock. We do that. We got a fighting chance at the flanks.
Yes, sir. That's good. Split them up. Don't let them mass in there.
Hit them hard as we can, one-on-one, and fall back to the bridge.
If you're going to move down here, number two up high somewhere, if this little bad news down on their heads.
That would be the idea. Jackson? If we can, I could get you up in that bell tower.
Yes, sir.
Give you a little company if you need it.
Yes, sir. Some company couldn't hurt. I'd say, a 30 with about 1,000 rounds would be okay.
Parker, job opportunity.
Yeah, well, it's not the worst idea ever, Captain. It's just that everything depends on getting a tank down this main road for us to knock out, right? So how the hell do you plan on doing that?
Robert's right. As our esteemed colleague from the airborne pointed out, what we got here, a bunch of spitwads. So how do we stop the tank if we get it to commit?
Give it a rabbit to chase. We could hit the tank in the tracks.
Yeah, but with what?
Yeah, we could try a sticky bomb.
Sticky bomb, sir?
Sir, are you making that up?
No, it's in the field manual. You can check it out if you want to.
But we seem to be out of field manuals, sir. Perhaps you can enlighten us.
All right, you have some demolition, don't you? Some TMT or some Composition B?
Yeah, that serves the one thing we got plenty of. I got that bridge wire with enough Composition B to blow it twice.
All right, you can spare some then. You take a standard issue GI sock,
cram it with as much comp B as it can hold, rig up a simple fuse, and you coat the whole thing with axle grease. That way, when you throw it, it should stick. It's a bomb that sticks. It's a sticky bomb. Come up with a better way to knock the tracks off a tank. I'm all ears.
This is good. Now we gotta surrender our socks.
Best we can do. Forward machine gun's not in a terrible firing position. This position right here, this is the Alamo. They push us back this far, last man alive
blows the bridge.
Now we only got a 30-second delay on that fuse, so let everyone know that if you are that last man, you better hurry your ass off or you're not gonna be alive long.
Captain? Where am I during all this?
You're more than 2 feet away from me. That's not negotiable.
Get some ammo. Come on. Hey, Upham.
Yes.
Listen to me, all right?
Yeah.
You listening?
Yes.
All right. We're going to be displacing and falling back like crazy sons of bitches.
Right up there.
So you got to be Johnny on the spot with the ammo. Or we're dead.
Right.
You understand that?
Johnny on the spot.
Yeah? You all right?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yes. You know, we were shipping out of England. The supply started just handing out cartons of cigarettes. I said, no, thank you. I don't smoke.
Quite a situation, huh?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Fucked up. Beyond all recognition. Right?
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a real show, huh?
Okay. Take it easy.
Who's that singing, sir?
Edith Piaf.
What's she so upset about?
Her lover left her,
but she still sees his face everywhere she goes. That would do it.
Depuis je suis déjà.
Even life itself only represents you. Sometimes I dream that I'm in your arms.
What was that part? She sang that before.
Of course.
Of course.
And you speak softly in my ear. And you say things that make my eyes close. And I find that marvelous.
Again, Papa, to be honest with you, I find myself curiously aroused by you. And
marvelous. Oh, it's a, you know, it's a really melancholy song. At the beginning of the song, she says, and then one day you left me, and I've been desperate ever since. I see all of the sky, I see you all over the earth.
Jesus, but many more songs like this, the crowds aren't going to have to shoot me. I'm just going to slip my own wrist.
You're a strange bird, up in.
You know.
You know what that song reminds me of? Reminds me of Mrs. Rachel Trubowitz and what she said to me the day I left for basic.
What, don't touch me?
No, Mrs. Rachel Trubowitz is a super's wife. She comes into my mom's shop to try on a few things, right? And she's easily like a 44 double E.
Double E?
These things are massive, right?
Those are big.
Yeah,
those are big.
No, and I've got her convinced that she's like a 42 D. All right, so we're in the dressing room. She's trying to squeeze into this side-cut silk ribbon triple panel girdle with the shelf lift brassiere. And it's beautiful because she's just pouring out of this thing, you know?
Is it really tight?
No, it's beautiful. And she sees me, and she can tell I got a heart on the size of the Statue of Liberty, right? And she says to me, Richard, calm down. And she says, now when you're over there, if you see anything that upsets you, or if you're ever scared, I want you to close your eyes and think of these. You understand?
So I said, yes, ma'am.
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, I'm just keeping the rhythm.
Is it true you were a teacher back home?
Yes.
See, that's something I could never do, no. Not after the way me and my brothers treated our teachers.
No, sir.
We need 1,000 kids like you.
I can't see my brothers' faces. And I've been trying, and I can't see their faces at all. Has that ever happened to
you? You gotta think of a context.
What does that mean?
Well, you don't just think about their faces, you think about something specific. Something you've done together. I want to think of home. I think of something specific. I think of my hammock in the backyard. My wife pruning the rose bushes and a pair of my old work gloves.
One night, two of my brothers came and woke me up in the middle of the night. I said, Dad, a surprise for me. So they took me to the barn, up into the loft, and there was my oldest brother, Dan, with Alice Jardine. I mean, picture a girl who just took a nosedive from the ugly tree and hit every branch coming down. And Dan's got her shirt off. So he's working on his bra and he's trying to get it off, and all of a sudden John just screams out, Danny, you're a young man, don't do it. And so Alice Jardine hears this, and she screams, and she jumps up, and she tries to get running out of the barn, but she's still got this shirt over her head. She goes running right into the wall and knocks herself out. So now Dan is just so mad at us. He starts coming after us. But at the same time, Alice is over there unconscious. He's got to wake her up. So he grabs her by a leg, and he's dragging her. At the same time, he picks up a shovel, and he's going after Sean. And Sean's saying, what are you trying to hit me for? I just did you a favor. And so this makes Dan more angry. He tries to swing this thing. He loses the shovel, goes out of his grasp, it hits a kerosene lantern. The thing explodes. The whole barn almost goes up because of this thing. That was it. That was the last... That was... Dan went off to basic the next day. That was the last night the four of us were together. That was 2 years ago. Tell me about your wife and those rose bushes.
No. No, that one I saved just for me. Tanks, two of them. Infantry, 50 plus change. Disperse, you know what to do. Robbie, get on the rabbit.
Yes, sir.
Up against the cover.
Right.
Check the
deck. Allison, Henderson, lock and load.
Buddy, check your ammo.
Good luck, Robbie.
I don't need any luck, Sean. I'm going to
Yeah,
sure. Point both ways. Yeah, I'll check the
position. Either Mr. Mellish or Mr. Jackson in the bell tower needs that.
Up! Jackson's fired. Turn around to Mellish. Infantry cat, and I don't know if they took the bait though.
You got any more of that?
shot.
Pincer move, Parker! Targets, 8 o'clock low!
God, grab me straight.
Trust.
Try to flag it somehow.
Let me get over the top, Jack.
Thank you.
keine Chance.
Lass es uns beenden. Was ab? Was ab? Was alle? Was alle? Stopp! 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 Es ist einfacher für dich. Viel einfacher. Bis dahin ist es gleich vorbei.
Come on.
Verschwindet!
They're tank busters, sir. P-51s.
Angels on our shoulders.
What, sir?
Sense of joy that I write to inform you your son, Private James Ryan, is well and at this very moment on his way home from European battlefields. Reports from the front indicate James did his duty in combat with great courage and steadfast dedication, even after he was informed of the tragic loss your family has suffered in this great campaign to rid the world of tyranny and oppression. I take great pleasure in joining the Secretary of War, the men and women of the United States Army, and citizens of a grateful nation in wishing you good health and many years of happiness with James at your side. Nothing, not even the safe return of a beloved son, can compensate you or the thousands of other American families who have suffered great loss in this tragic war. I might share with you some words which have sustained me through long, dark nights of peril, loss, and heartache. And I quote, I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Abraham Lincoln. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, George C. Marshall, General, Chief of Staff.
With you, I wasn't sure how I'd feel coming back here. Every day, I think about what you said to me that day on the bridge. I've tried to live my life the best I could. I hope that was enough. I hope that at least in your eyes, I've earned what all of you have done for me.
James? Captain John H. Miller.
Tell me I've led a good life.